kivon da hak goes up a ratio hustle lovely. His once to have born and made this gzera that your hands are tummy, so what do I need the second gzera for that if you touch a safe third you tummy? Shoot the hands are tummy. Elahach goes up a ratio if shot this first and made this first gzera. That if you touch a safe Torah, then your hands are tummy. For how the later generation goes up a kulu yudayin. Then the Rabbanan later made gzera any yudayin, any standard hands are tummy, and before you truma you have to wash your hands. Right, the next one in the Xeris word, Tfu Yom. A Tfu Yom means somebody touched the sheretz, and he was an avatumah. Halacha is you have to go to the mikvah, and after you go to the mikvah, you're not allowed to eat truma until Harashemesh, until it comes to Tzeis Chovim. So from the time of the mikvah until at night time, until Tzeis Chovim, it's called the Tumas Harashemesh, you're not allowed to eat truma. So mainly if you touch truma, you pass through the truma. For at the Gemara, Tfu Yom Diraisahu. That's a din diraisa. Here we're talking about the yud ches dvorim that the rabbanim were geizer. Mashmi, you need the rabbanim to make the gzeira. Tzakasha, how do you put this? Bechal the gzeiras. This is also a diraisa. The chziv, it says in the posig, uvo hashemish v'tor. It's talking about a kohen. If he wants to eat truma, even after he went to the mikvah, he still has to wait till harashemish. He has to wait till tzeis chovim at night time, and then he's allowed to eat truma. So you see it's midiraisa. So how could you put it into our categories here of gzeirus d'rabbonim? And the Marei Nechnami, sami mikan tfu yom. I take it out. Tfu yom doesn't belong here. Rashi, sami mikan, hosim mikan. So hosim mikan, just what Tosha says, sami mikan, loy min ha-mishnah, doesn't mean take out this din for the mishnah. El blehevi mimin yud yudches dover. It's just not part of the yudches dvorim that d'rabbonim were geizer. But of other, din is emes. If a tfu yom touches truma, he passes the truma. The truma doesn't become tummy. The truma can't be matama something else. It becomes puzzle. But that's midiraisa. So the Mor just says, take it out of the yutches devorim. It's not a gzer with the rabbonin. That's a deraisa dikaloch. Right. I mean, that's what this top thesis is. The Mor says that which gzer came first with your hands. First they made with panach gzer, and then they made the gzer at stami hands atomi. Because if they made the gzera first, stami hands are tummy, what do I have to set the second gzera for? So tell you this, what we spoke out. V'im taima. V'o nafkemina lo negeya v'sefer miyad achanatila. Chrap nafkemina, you washed your hands, so your hands are tor. And right after you wash your hands, now you touch the sefer Torah. So it's negeya to have a panach gzera. V'lo hiasir daita, you weren't a seer of das from washing your hands. So after the first gzera is washing your hands are tor. But after a panach gzera, it's also. If you look at yodip tumeh, we should be a panach. That can't be the only nafkimina, because that's lo shchiyah. It's not shchiyah that after you wash your hands to go to eat the chumo, then you touch the sefer. That's not nistarva, that's the mocker where they were geizim. So you have to say the geizim stamas way. You touch the sefer, so this whole day now, until you wash your hands, you can't eat chumo. Because the kashab shiti can't eat chumo. Anyway, your hands are tummy. So that's why we said, enechlami, first your hands were tor. Then the only made gzera if you touch a sefer Torah, your hand becomes tummy. Then later the made gzera, all hands stama tummy. Right. V'oichlin shenitmu v'mashkin. An oichl, a piece of bread that's chulin, that became tummy from mashkin, that means water, touched the oichl. Now this oichl has the shenu of tumor on it, that if it touches truma, it passes the truma. V'et gemar b'mashkin demai. How did this piece of bread become tummy? He's saying it touched tummy dick of water. Now, what type of tumah did the water have? Ilayim of a mashkin, haboy machma sheretz. If we're talking about that the sheretz touched the mashkin, come to say it's the mashkin is reaching the tumah. Obviously, now when this mashkin touches the food, the bread becomes a shein l'tumah midiraisa. Obviously, if this bread now touches tumah, it passes it midiraisa. Shret gemar diraisa minu. What do you mean? It's bechal yudches dron rabbonim ugoizer. That's a diraisa dikalocha. If a sheret touches mashkir, so the water becomes a rishon. If this water now touches an oichel, it becomes a sheni l'tumah midiraisa. And midiraisa sheni touches truma, it passes the truma. So it's not the cloud yud ches devarim then. The pasuk says the kol mashkir sheishter. Any mashkir drink is mekabel tumah. Mashkir is mekabel tumah. So why is the gzeirah the rabbonis midiraisa? Ela we're talking about mashkir haboyin machmas yadayim. Talking about this mashkir became tummy machmas your hands. Now your hand that's only tummy with the rabbonim. The rabbonim will matami your hands. If your hands touch this mashke, even though it's only tamim, the rabbanon gave it a din now that when this mashke touches the eichel becomes a shenu tumo midrabbanon, and if it touches truma, it passes truma. Ogzeira, why the rabbanon make such far gzeiras? Ogzeira mishur mashke naboni mach mesheretz. Has rabbanon made a gzeira anytime water becomes tamim, even though it's only tamim midrabbanon? Or to a case where the water becomes tamim midiraisa, where's the case where it's midiraisa, where the mashkin was tamim from a sheretz? Then the mashkin is a rishon, that's midiraisa. So in the case of a deraisa, otto deraisa, bonum or geizer, where the water is only tamim from a yodayim, which is only a gzeira the rabbanon. Right, the next gzeira was vihakelim. Vihakelim shenitmo b'mashkin. Another case was not only food, but what in kelim, you have a glass that touched mashkim tumeim and became tamei from the mashkim tumeim, that this glass now goes and touches truma, it passes the truma. For the Gemara, kelim yitmor b'mashkin demai. What type of mashkin are we talking about now? Ilayim b'mashkin, the zav. If we're talking about mashkin that comes out of the zav, now a zav, he's an avatumah. There's halacha, anything that comes out of him, any Jew, any liquid that comes out of his body, is also an avatumah. There's not only his zivus that comes out of him, no other than his spit that comes out of him, his demoisenov, or anything that comes out of him is also tummy. So if you want to say his spit that came out of the zav, that touched the kli. So the spit from a zav is an avatumah. When it goes on the kli, it makes the kli a rishna tumah midiraisa. When this kli goes and touches truma, it's possible midiraisa, because the kli is a rishon l'tumah, and b'zayin now if it touches truma, it's mamish makes a shein l'tumah, it's diraisa. If a zav spits on the tor, he becomes tamei. That means it's called mayonis. It's a water liquid that comes out of the zav, also has nava tumah on it. Whatever is in the hand of the Torah becomes tummy. You see, the spit of the Zav is metami you. Shirashi. Shesheretz. Yemashkin hazav. Hayotzim imenu roikoi his spit v'zoivoi the Zav that comes out of him. O mei miragle. Poor then what it makes, the urine that comes out of him is namashin av hatumma. The post says chiyora kazov. If the zav spits on you, the chivis begod. If you have to go wash your clothing, means you have to put in the mikvah. Almo avatumhu. The spit from a zav is an avatumah. That's matama the begodim midiraisa. Latama yodim begodim. Dainu kelim. So you see, kelim is makabel tumah midiraisa from a zav. The shah mashkin hayetz mimenu. Any mash that comes out of the zav, gamrina miroik. We learn out from the spit. Ma roik misasef tchila. You have to first gather it together to spit. The yachakach yotze, then it comes out. Af kol nisag of yotze, like urine. First it comes together, and then it comes out. Kagoyin meini ragla. That's also tummy. Could be, I mean, what I said before about the tears. I'm not sure about tears. I call upon the meini ragla and the spit of the zav is tummy. So if you want to say the spit now went on this kli, so the kli is mamash yirishin atuma. If the keli touches truma, mamash it's metamrit midiraita. And it's our kind, no need this. The tumas master yafina minele right was have to need it. Yeah. So men like the kasha, how did the kli become tummy? If it mamish mashke touched it, so the way it's mamish atumma diraisa, the verb. So the gemara ella be mashkin haboyin machma sheretz. We're talking about a mashkin that came machma sheretz. That means a sheretz touched the mashke. So now the mashke becomes a rishon l'tumah. Now the halacha is a rishon l'tumah cannot be metamel a kli midiraisa. An odom and a kelim is only tamei from an avatumah. Only if an odom touches an avatumah, or if an avatumah touches a kelim, then the kli is tamei. But if a rishon l'tumah touches an odom, the odom is not tamei. Who would then if a rishon l'tumah touches a kelim, it's not makabel tumah. If a rishon l'tumah is only metamel oichlin. So here the rabbon needs a gzera. We're talking about this mashkin now, this water now is a rishon l'tumah. He's a sheretz. Touched the mashka, touched the water. So the water became a rishon l'tumah. And now this water touched the kli. So midiraisa the kli is tor. But the rabbanan made gzera to make the kli into a shein l'tumah. Negeya, if the kli touches truma, it passes the truma. What did the rabbanan make gzera? Oh, gzera mishamashkin dezav. The rabbanan made gzera mishamashkin dezav. Because there are cases that mashka could be tumah mit anava tumah, the spit of a zav. So in the case where the spit of the zav goes on the kli, then the kli is tamim midiraisa. So otto that case, Rabbanan make zeres. Any time you have mashke that's tameid, the mashkin could be metama the kelim. What only be the Rabbanan? That's part of the Yudkes Devarim. The Rabbanan made zeres when the mashkin tameim touches the kli. The kli becomes a shenu tumah mid Rabbanan, and if this kli now touches truma, it passes the truma. The truma in alarit is like a shlishi, but it doesn't go further. It doesn't make a revi. Rashi ela b'boya machmas sheretz. The lav avatuma, it's not a navatuma. The akli ain't a makabatuma, elam yavatuma. With the rice, the kli is only makabatuma from an avatuma. Kiratani v'psochim. Yochi e kola kelim atamoy miyav a kli cheris. Maybe you put a kli inside the ear of a kli cheris and become tummy. That should be like a rishnatuma. Tamloim and mikol oichel. Oichel um ashkim mitam miyav a kli cheris. Is only an oichel mashke of makabel tumah from a rishon tumah. Alma layosa kli tameh umetamalei. Hey, so rishon tumah can't be metama kelim. The koshkan oichel mashke does rabbanim. Right. So kids, so this is these were the yudches rabbanim. The rabbanim made it zero that a kli that became tameh from a mashke, even though the mashke is only rishon tumah. Then midiraisa, the rishon tumah is not matam of the kelim. The rabbanan said this tumah exeru ought to make the roik of the zav. Now that's an avatumah that could be matam of the kli. So rabbanan zeru as always any mashka tumeya touch a kli, the kli becomes tumah. In the middle, if the kli touches the truma, that's how exeru the truma is possible. Right? For the gemara, the yodayim. How can you say this is part of the yudches devarim? Taas the yodayim talmidei shame v'ilu gozru. Is it true that you say now the Talmidim made Gzeira for the Gemara Shammai v'Hillel Gozer? Shammai v'Hillel himself made Gzeira. His our Mishnah saying that they had this Aliyah, Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gurin was upstairs in his attic, be miyashiv seif yecheskum, and a lot of Talmidim went up, the Rabbanim went to visit him once, and we say there were more Talmidim of Beishamai than Beisilul, and they passed like Beishamai. But even the Talmidim of Beisilul were also masking, because Allah Acher Rabbanu Hatis. But it's mashmas the Talmidim were up in the attic, not the Sham and Bethil themselves. They themselves didn't go up there. Come to say, who made the Gzeir of Yudayim? The Talmidim of Beishamai. We ask a question now. We have another Bryce and it says that Beisham and Bethil, they themselves made the Gzeir of Yudayim. For the Gemara of Yudayim, the Gzeir that Yudayim become Tami, is it true that the Talmidim is Sham and Bethil Gozru? For the Gemara of Sham and Bethil Gozru, they themselves made the Gzeir. The Tanya, Yoisi ben Yoezer is Tzereda, the Yoisi ben Yerchen is Yushlayim. Gozru tumah leratam. They made one gzera that in chutz from Eretz Yisrael, the land has a din tumah on it. You go into America, into the Eretz Amim, you're tumah. Drashi leratz amim, mishum safik kfuris. Pashi is not allowed out of America, but it means the land's around Eretz Yisrael outside it. Why do Rabbanan give it a din tumah? Mishum safik kfuris lem. Because the people buried there, they didn't know where they were buried. So they gave it tumah. The Nochri Metamab Magi, even though they were Goyim, but they also Metamab Magi Vamase, Vyoil, the Rabbonin, who have Shimon Amid, Yomani Metamab Yil, where Shimon holds that a Nochri is in Hazno Tumas Oyel, of Metamab Dem Magi Vamase, Varekin. So we're afraid maybe you're going to walk over the Kever and you touch it. So Rabbonin made Xerah Tumas Akum, that the Tumas Eretz Amin. You walk outside Eretz Yisrael, you automatically become Tummy. Vaitiva Klis Chuchis, the Rabbonin made Xerah that Klis Chuchis is also Tummy. Even though Midirais is only Kli Matkes that's Tamei, not a Kli Chukas, the Rabbanan made Gzeirus. Rashi, like Sibi, Rais Atumah. The Rabbanan never said that you have to be Toivul on a Kli Chukas has Tamei, only Kli Matkes. The Rabbanan will go on a Kli Chukas. Shimon ben Shetach, Tikin, Ksub, Lisha. Shimon ben Shetach made Gzeirus that Isha has to get a Ksub, also the Gozer Tumra Kli Matkes. They made Gzeirus that a Kli Matkes, a metal Kli, is also Makabu Tumah. Later the Gemara's list, the Kuriyat Midiraisa, a metal clear to Makabal Tum. What did he take Zeris for? Right, Shammai v'Hilu, they themselves, Gozru Tumal Yadayim. Hey, Shammai v'Hilu themselves made the Gzera that Stam Yadayim Matame. That's the Kash Hadu. We say here was from Yitchet Zvorim, that the Tamidim made, it's Mashma Shammai v'Hilu themselves made this Gzera that Stam hands Atame. V'chitei ma Shammai v'Siyata. The hill of the Sayat, that's the Bryce, it doesn't mean Shammai by himself. He means with all the Tamidim, and Hill with all the Tamidim. The morning, Ramav Yudam Ashmuel, Yud Ches Dove Gozru, they made Xero, over Yud Ches Nechleku, they had a machloikah, they argued. Now, the Ilu, Hill of the Shamla Nechleku, Ella Begimel Makaimus. Where did Hill himself and Shammai himself have a machloikah? Only in three places. And here it says, these 18 Xeros was a machloikah, Hill and Shammai. How do we have a steer with Mashm, Hillel, and Shammai only had a machlekes three places? Sadi Abbot Tevet Heret. Here this Yudches Devarim was not with Sham and Hillel. They weren't there. It was the Talmidim of Sham and Hillel that was there making this Yudches Devarim. So here they argued in 18 places. Mashma, Sham and Hillel were not here. So back Shver, how could you say they made the Gzeira Yud Yidayim by this Yudches Devarim by the Talmidim of Sham and Hillel? It's Mashma, Sham and Hillel themselves made the Gzeira. Also, Inu Gozu Litlis. I'll tell you first, Shaman Hillel made Xera Litlis. It's Sophatika Tumah, that's all. That means if they touch Truma, not that the Truma is Tumah, the Truma is only a Sophat Tumah, Litlis, that's like let it hang. It's a Sophat Tumah. Nafkaminu is you can't burn it. If Truma becomes Vadai Tumah, the dinners, you have to burn it. If it's a Sophat Tumah, you're not allowed to burn it. Because maybe it's not Tumah, you're not allowed to burn Truma. So maybe they only gave it a Din Sophat Tumah. We also Talmidayim later, Rabbanim came. The Gozul Israel, they made Xerim know that Yudayim has the koyach of Avadai Tomei. That if you touch Truma, you mamish, you pass the Truma. So that's how you have the two Xeris. But it's also not true. The Yom Ilfa, Yudayim Tchila Zeros L'Sreifa. The first time the Rabbanim made Xerim on the hand, the hands are Tomei, they said, Azevai, even for Sreifa. I mean, even when Shaman Hillel made the Xerim, they said, the hands. It's a shame with Tumma that if your hands touch Truma before you wash your hands, that Truma is turning Sreifa. So you see, even Shem of Hillel made a Vade Tumma. So it's Rick Shver, what do you have to have the Talmidim for? Eloter says, also Inu Gozeru V'loi Kiblu Minayu. It's not true. Shem of Hillel made the first Zerum, but the belt wasn't a couple from them. And nobody was made like that. But Yosef Tumma Dayu, then later, like our Mishnah, the Yudches Devarim, they made again Gozeru the Kiblu Minayu. They were mekabel for them, the chumra, to always to wash your hands before you eat truma. From them, they were geyser. They were mekabel. So it's not sure why you needed two geyser.
And that's why it's not counted in zero machlokes.
Well, there was no machlokes could be then. They were both masking for that. That they tackled both masking. Now the shout to make another geyser now. So now, Kenzai Basil Hell is not when I can make geyser. Since they weren't mekabel the first one, there's no reason to make the second one. And Shabbe Shammai said, no, we should make it. So Nimu Begum, Rabbi Shammai was right, and they made the second geyser. For the Marakash of Akati, Shleimah Gozel, Srik Shver, not Shammai, not the Talmidim, but Shleimah HaMelech was Gozer, Akzeru on the Tzidol Shadayim. The Yom Rabbi Yudah HaMashmuel, Vishor Shetikin Shleimah Erevin. Shleimah HaMelech was the first one to Mesakin Erevin, because he was Mesakin, not allowed to carry out on Shabbos, from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, and if you want to carry it together, you have to make an Erev Chaseris. You have to make Erevin. So he was Mesakin Erevin, on the Tzidol Shadayim. He was also Mesakin the singing of the Tzidol Shadayim. Mashmi, he was the one that was Goyz the first, that your hands are Tomei. So what do we need Shammai for? What do we need Hillel for? The Talmidim. Yeah, Gemara, Yotza Basko V'yomra, V'bni Im Chochem Libcho Yisnach Libi, Gamani Chochem V'ni V'samach Libi, V'yashiva Kurfa Dover. What does it mean? You're very Chochem, I'll give you Teretz. Also, Shloimo Gozru L'Kodeshim. Shloimo HaMelech was the first one to make Gezeru that stand hands are Tomei for what? The Gifti Kodeshim. And before a Kohen went to eat the Chatis, before he went to eat the Shlomim, he had to wash his hands first. But just for Kutchim, they made Gzeira. If the Kohen went to eat Truma, there was no Gzeira for Shash Shlomim HaMelech. He didn't have to wash his hands. The Yosavinu later, Shaman Hillel, the Talmidim came and made the next Gzeira is, but Gozer after Truma. The Yosav to make Gzeira is even for Truma. Melech's not Shver. Shlomim Ataka made a made Gzeira for Tzidol Shadayim for Kutchim, but not for Truma. And the Rabbonim, they made Gzeira for Truma.